Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to another adventure of Outlaw Songwriters, where you get to hear songs you've never heard by people you've never heard of, and all with a connection to the Lowcountry. I'm your host, Jeep White, and I'm going to be bringing you some of the best local original underground music. I'll be talking about songwriting and the writers behind the songs and what, if anything, I know about them. Today's show has a theme. All the songs I'm playing are about traveling or going somewhere, trying to get somewhere or get back from somewhere. You know what I mean, just moving somewhere. I'm going to kick things off with a song I wrote, and it's titled I Didn't Call You Again Today. There's no great story about this tune other than I had taken myself on a personal private songwriting retreat to the mountains of North Carolina, rented myself a small A-frame cabin, and set about to trying to write in an undisturbed, uninterrupted atmosphere. Didn't have any cell phone service up there, so nobody could call me and I couldn't call out. And it set into raining, one of those all-day drizzles that appeared like it was going to last more than one day. And it was actually pretty serene, so I really didn't have a problem with it. Well, I headed out to try to get to somewhere that there was cell service so I could phone home and let the wife know I was okay. And after driving through the mountains for a while, I gave up and headed back to the cabin, and I was thinking, you know, well, I didn't call you again today. Well, that was an idea, and I kind of took it from there. So here is, I Didn't Call You Again Today.
Dancing on the windshield, the wipers keeping time. Headed down a dangerous road, trying not to cross the line. Glancing in the mirror to see what's left behind. Staring at the headlights, watching for a sign. I didn't call you again today. I didn't tell you that I want you. Tell you that I need you. I wasn't sure what you'd say, so I didn't call. tell you that I need you. I wasn't sure what you'd say, so I didn't call you again today. Lost in time as street lights flash by overhead, at another crossroads as the light turned red. Driving round in circles, I'm going off the map. Nowhere to get turned around, no way to get back.
You know, when I did get in touch with my wife, she said, well, I was wondering if you were still in love. Next up is a great instrumental from my hillbilly veteran friend, Frank Carlier of Mount Pleasant. He's an extraordinary songwriter, and he is on a trip to Hades. He's Hellbound off the album of the same title. Yeah, we know the journey that you're on, Frank, and I believe your hillbilly roots are starting to show a little bit. Next up is a lovely young lady, Michelle Waters, lived on a sailboat in Charleston Harbor, and she told me, she said, do you know what it's like having to load and unload equipment into a boat, go to the dock, load it back on the dock, to a car, come back, load it back in a boat, and take it back to the other boat? She said, it gets to be a real hassle sometimes. But here's Shelley, and she decided that she would just drive from her record of the same name.
There's a longing in my bones, blooming moss on this old stone. Take a trip, find some answers. Every gypsy's got a roam.
Shelley is going to drive. My English professor friend from the College of Charleston, who was once nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for his writing, has written many songs. I think he's got like three CDs out. And Paul is going to tell you about Waiting for the Last Bus.
She said it's her fault and you are real. And then she flew off to Paris with a cockatiel. Left you stuff on life windshield all splattered and surprised. So you step into this bar, you step into that, and you save your change for the laundromat. Get yourself a little neutered cat and you start to feel revived. Hey, it's gonna be all right now. Now you're in the city on your own. Bum a cigarette and bum a light now, while you're waiting for your last bus, waiting for your last bus home. So now you're living in the part of town where they don't deliver pizza when the sun goes down. Guy upstairs wears an evening gown and sings dancing cheek to cheek. And Jasmine's working on a book of poems and Carl keeps a humidor full of joints. Bo swears God lives in Des Moines and you all rent by the week. Hey, it's gonna be alright now. Half your friends are crazy, the other half are stoned. They all seem to have their own style of waiting for their last bus. Waiting for the last bus home. It don't mean nothing, your gold turns lead, but you can get by on bologna and bread. Rub your tummy while you pat your head, boy, it's all just a trick. And you're okay, cause you paid your dues, and you bury that lover with a 12-bar blues. You get a little hammered, you get a little screwed, and ain't this life a kick? Hey, it's gonna be alright now. Soon enough, your ride will come along. Life ain't nothing but hanging out a while. You're waiting for that last bus, waiting for that last bus home. Waiting for that last bus, waiting for that last bus home.
There's been lots of times I've waited on the last bus, and I've missed one or two of the last buses. This is Jeep White with Outlaw Songwriters on WVFF 97.7 FM on your radio dial. Hello, radio land and internet peoples. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Time for a quick break, but stay tuned and we'll be back before you know it to continue with Jeep on Outlaw Songwriters.